This podcast contains strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, Barnes, just finished talking to the witnesses.
Got anything?
Okay, perps entered through the parking lot from the north in a white Suburban, parked in the handicapped spot. Two men entered the front of the store, armed, left about 5 minutes later.
Anyone catch the plates?
No.
Cameras?
None outside. The one in store has been down for weeks.
Of course it has. Anyone hurt?
Lady broke her ankle on the way out, otherwise known. Perps match our fugitives. I mean, two males, one handsome, stocky, short black hair. Other one's younger, tatted up. Roman numeral 6 on his right eye.
What about the truck they found in Kennedy, the one they used in the escape?
I also heard they were dusting for prints.
Give me the latest.
All right, I'm on it.
Excuse me, are you Deputy Barnes?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Beth. I work here. The police said I should talk to you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sticking around. I'm sure you just want to get home.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it sure has. You were working the register when the robbery occurred?
Yeah, I told this all to the cops.
Okay, well, we believe the men who robbed your store escaped from state prison earlier today, so I need every detail you have.
Wait, that was those guys on the news?
Can you just walk me through what happened?
Yeah, sure. About an hour ago, I was at the counter. Two guys came in. They had guns, told me to empty the register into a bag. I guess I was in shock or something, because I froze, and then the younger one went off, started shooting into the air. Then they started grabbing cash.
How much did they take?
Like 400, I think. That's all we had. The younger guy grabbed some stuff out of the case, cameras or something. Then they ran out.
Did they say anything about where they were going?
No.
Were there any other observations that you have? Anything else?
Not really. Except the older guy, he was just so polite. Please and thank you and all that. Like he was a regular customer, except he had a gun.
Excuse me, Barnes, we need to talk.
Thank you, Beth. We'll be in touch if you need anything.
Okay, sure.
Maura, what's up?
Okay, I got an update from PD. The pickup they used in the getaway was found in the parking lot of a department store. Footage from ATM shows the fugitive swapping the truck for a white Suburban. The tape from the day before shows a Latina woman dropping it off.
You have the video?
On my phone. Check it out. See, that's her, right there. Can't make out her face, though.
I don't think we need to. I think I know who this is. I need you to give me your address.
Dick Wolf, Wolf Entertainment, and Endeavor Audio present Haunted. Episode 2. The Four.
I need you to listen to me next time.
Yeah.
Okay, fellas. Home sweet home.
Man, I think that chick at the front desk, she like me, man.
Shut up, Machado. Oh,
fuck you, Hughes.
Both of you, shut up. Hughes, count the cash in the bag.
My pleasure.
Okay, everyone listen up. No one leaves this motel room. Got it?
Until when? Huh? We're supposed to be on the road right now?
It's too hot out there. We need to lie low.
What if they find us?
They won't. Car's out of sight. Campbell and Hughes came in the back. We're good.
Oh, man, I don't like this shit. I don't know. You got us trapped in here. What if I want out?
I said no. We need to stick together like we planned.
Why?
If you run and get caught, they'll flip you, Machado.
I ain't no snitch. Fuck you think I'm doing in jail?
What you were doing in jail. What you were doing.
Campbell. Get away from the window. Close the curtain. Come sit over here with us.
All right, man. How long we gotta stay here?
Until dark. Then we find a new car, drive west until we're out of state. Once we're far enough away, then we can talk about splitting up.
Damn it. Hey, Ruiz.
What's up?
We only got $380 here. I counted it twice.
Damn, man. I told y'all we should have robbed a bank.
A bank? You really are stupid, huh?
Tu madre pendejo.
Both of you. Shut up.
No, man.
And sit down.
No. There's no way I broke out of jail for this fucking bullshit. What the fuck is that?
Shh.
Housekeeping.
Wow.
How long has she been there?
Shut up.
She heard us, man.
No, she
heard
didn't.
It.
Shut up.
No, thank you.
I passed her out there. She saw my face.
She didn't see anything. I need you to calm down.
She heard us, man. We can't let her go.
I said no, thank you.
Fuck this.
No, no.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Machado, Machado.
What are you doing?
Hola, señor.
Hola, señora. Para ayudarte.
Yes?
Alicia Rodriguez.
Can I help you?
I'm Deputy Barnes, U.S. Marshal Service, and this is Deputy Anthony Mora.
We'd like to ask you a few questions about Alex Ruiz.
I figured someone would come by. I've been watching the news.
Has Alex contacted you?
No, of course not. We're not together anymore because of shit like this. Mm-hmm. He's going to get himself killed and those other guys.
Well, we're doing our best to end this peacefully.
Alicia, can I ask you where you were yesterday between 12 and 5 p.m.?
12 and 5, out shopping. And then I went to my neighbor's place.
The Schnaper?
Flora, next door. I cook for her once a week.
We may want to check on her if that's okay with you.
Fine, but why?
Well, we're putting together a timeline of everyone's whereabouts for the last couple days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but like I said, Alex and I aren't close anymore.
Hmm. You sure about that? Because prison phone records say you call him every Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, I do. But it's not like that.
What's it like?
I feel bad for him, stuck inside. So I play along, let him think that there's still something between us. And what am I supposed to do? Just let him ride away in there? Ray, are you okay in there? Mommy's coming.
Is that Ruiz's son?
That's my son. I told you all I know. I gotta go.
Well, thank you for your cooperation. We'll be in touch if we need anything else. She's lying.
Through her teeth. Hey, what tipped you off it was her?
There's only so many people who take that kind of risk for Ruiz. Mm. Plus, you see her hair?
Yeah. Braids down to her waist just like the woman on the tape. That's aiding and abetting. I mean, should we just go ahead and bring her in?
Mm-mm, not yet. She's lying about their relationship. So we wait. Put surveillance on her around the clock. Ruiz will come for her, and when he does, we'll be there.
Shit! Tell me, huh? Then what the fuck were you thinking, Michelle? We're taking hostages now?
No, that made her everything, man. We can't let her walk.
So you want to keep her? You want to keep her tied up in the bathroom? They're gonna notice she's gone.
No, they won't. Nobody cares about this bitch. And we pull our fucking shit in here.
You fucked us, man. You
can't
fucked us. You ever gonna
fuck off, Judge?
We can't let her go. Not now. I told y'all I'm not killing nobody.
Okay, okay. Shut up, everyone. Just fucking hold on. Just hold on. Just let me think, okay? Gamble, you good?
I'm fine, man.
Okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
You speak English? Mm-hmm. Good. Listen. You do exactly as I say, and you won't get hurt. If you scream, or if you try anything, I'm going to kill you. Understand? None of that. Just calm down. What's your name?
Rosa.
You have a car, Rosa?
Si.
Where?
The parking lot.
What kind?
A blue Camry.
Where are the keys? On your car? Hughes. There's a blue Camry in the lot. Drive it down the street, park it somewhere out of sight. We'll get it later.
Why me?
Just do it. Now. Make sure no one sees you.
Yes.
We're gonna call the front desk. When they pick up, you tell them you felt sick and you went home. No, you say anything else, I put a bullet in your head. Got it?
Yes.
Good.
Lakeshore Inn.
Hello? This is Rosa. This is Rosa. I am sick. I went home for the day.
Okay.
I am sorry.
Thank you. Did good, Rosa.
Please, Senor, why are you doing this?
Why? Because they took my life away from me, Senora. And now I want it back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Deputy Anthony Mora with the U.S. Marshals Service. It's been 9 hours since the escape. Every minute that goes by, our search radius expands, giving us more ground to cover, more civilians to sift through. Which means the better we know these men, the more likely we are to catch them. I'll be briefing you quickly with what we have so far, and we'll be passing around more in-depth profiles shortly. This is Luca Machado, 26. Machado's doing 30 years for first-degree murder, came up on the streets in Laredo, been a member of MS-13 since he was 8. Since his intake, he's been sent to the hole twice. Once for threatening a CO, and once for assaulting an inmate. Stabbed him in the neck with a shiv filed out of a toothbrush. This is Kenneth Hughes, 43, serving life for murder. Now, Hughes is a born-again Christian, carries a Bible wherever he goes, has an estranged daughter living in Southern California, and he is big, not afraid to throw his weight around. Sean Campbell, 37. According to his cellmate, Campbell is quiet, barely speaks, unless spoken to. But he's also type 1 bipolar, prone to manic outbursts, often violent. He's on antipsychotics and meds get doled out daily, so Campbell right here could be looking at some serious withdrawals. And finally, Alex Ruiz. Doing 17 consecutive life sentences for a string of armed robberies. That's an unusually harsh sentence for crimes where no one was hurt. Now, Ruiz is intelligent, personable, and highly manipulative. From what we know, he's the one who planned the escape. If the men are still together, he's most likely calling the shots. I'll be on hand to answer any and all questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Maura. That's gonna help.
Of course. Oh, man.
What's he doing here? I'll be right back. Chief Watson.
Barnes.
I wasn't expecting you. You dropped down from Houston.
Let's step into this office. It's been almost 10 hours and we have nothing. You want to tell me why?
We think they're lying low somewhere. We got PD and feds coming every county in 100 miles.
Well, HQ is up my ass. They want to know which story they're going to see on the news tonight. The one where we catch these guys, or the one where they go on the crime spree of a lifetime.
We're close, sir.
Close isn't good enough, Barnes.
Okay, just give me the night, all right?
Don't let this go sideways.
I won't.
Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
What's Watson doing here?
Babysitting. HQ wants to control the narrative. And I can't have the public siding with the fugitives.
Well, it won't help if they stick together. Makes them more sympathetic. All for one for all, that kind of thing.
Oh, Greg, it's smart, too. If they split up, whoever gets caught might flip on the others.
You know, what I want to know is, why head west? Okay, Hughes has a kid out there, but I don't think he's the one calling the shots. I thought they'd head to Mexico.
The border's too hot these days. Safer to stay in the country. Try and start over. Whatever their plan is, they'll need more cash. They only got $400 from the store. They're going to do another robbery.
It's 8 p.m. It's getting dark out.
Well, they're running out of time. I'm them. I make my move tonight.
We now have a list of fugitives: Sean Campbell, Kenneth Hughes, Luca Machado, and Alex Ruiz. And the fugitives robbed a radio stop outside Kennedy, Texas, at gunpoint, making off with cash and electronics. No one was hurt in the heist, but authorities say they are still armed and extremely dangerous.
We're famous, bros!
And to please report any suspicious activity.
I always knew I'd be on TV.
It's not a good thing, Machado. Not everyone in America knows your face.
Hey, check it out.
To the fugitives themselves. If you're listening, know this. You can run, but you can't outrun the U.S. Marshals Service.
Watch us, motherfucker.
They're coming after us with the whole damn army, man.
We knew it'd be like this.
Nah, this wasn't the plan, Ruiz. We were gonna head west. You said we'd be halfway to Vegas by now.
Yeah, and whose fault is that? The plan changed. There's a maid tied up in the bathroom. We need to regroup.
Regroup? They're gonna find us in this hotel room.
He's right, Ruiz. I don't want to die in a motel room.
Hell no. How about you, Campbell? You want to die up in here?
I don't... Fuck.
You okay?
The hell is wrong with him? I'm just tired, man. You look like shit, bro.
They need to eat something. We all do.
Everybody just shut up! Can't think in here, man. Okay, I'm gonna run to the vending machine. That should hold us over.
I need real food, man.
Well, that's just gonna have to wait. When I get back, I'll fix all of this, okay? I'm gonna get us out of here.
You're not back in 5 minutes. We're out of here. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Hello?
Police, yeah. It's me.
Alex, baby, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. You okay?
I'm fine. What's going on? Why are you calling?
I can't explain over the phone. I need to see you.
No, it's too dangerous. The cops came by earlier. They asked where I was yesterday.
What'd you say?
I lied, of course. What's going on out there?
Alicia, I need to see you one more time in case we don't make it, baby.
Listen to me. You're gonna make it. And we're gonna be together again, like we planned. You, me, and Ray.
Things aren't going according to plan, baby. Do you love me?
You know I do.
Then meet me tonight. The spot we like. You know what I mean?
Barnes, you hearing this?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see you there.
We get the choice.
just missed it.
Doesn't matter. We got him. We stay in Alicia. When she moves, we move. This is tonight.
Dick Wolf, Wolf Entertainment, and Endeavor Audio present Hunted, starring Parker Posey as Deputy Emily Barnes, directed by Sean Christensen, written by Jeffrey Baker, executive produced by Elliot Wolf. Featuring Brandon Scott as Agent Anthony Mora, Lobo Sebastian as Alex Ruiz, Joshua Baton as Sean Campbell, Gil Perez Abraham as Luca Machado, and Todd Weeks as Kenneth Hughes. Performances by Brett Rice, Alyssa Gabrielle Rodriguez, Sun Hee Sa, and Gabrielle Welsh. Haunted is produced by Samantha Allison, Vikram Patel, Jenny Radlett Mast, and Parker Posey. Our production manager is Talia Shea Levin, casting by Sarah Isaacson. Our recording engineer is Josh Landis, production assistance by Talia Caldwell. Sound design by Nathan Rule. Sound editing by Nathan F. Station, Jetty Zoo, Robert Louis Howley. Our Foley artist is Mike Miller. Our recording mixer is Nathan Rule. Music provided by Audio Network. Our executive producers are Elliot Wolf, Dave Easton, and Jonathan Hirsch of Neon Hum Media. Production services provided by Neon Hum Media and Wave Runner Studios. Post-production sound services by This Is Sound Design. Special thanks to Magical Elves, Natalie Wren, Mary Knopf, and Gold Digger Studios. Haunted is an original production from Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Audio. For more information, visit EndeavorAudio.com. The next episode of Haunted is available on Tuesday. If you can't wait to hear what happens next, please tell your friends about our show and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.